portion of the meeting. There's three items on consent and approval.
Second. Did that come through all right, Jason? I wasn't, didn't have my mic on. I move approval of the consent items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved. We're missing a commissioner.
Take a slight pause here.
Her mic isn't on.
Before we get into discussion. Well, there are no discussion items. So we'll take a slight pause before we start on our scheduling matters.
Do you want to take a sound check to see if Julie is on, or is that the reason for the pause?
That's the reason for the pause.
Do we have to go back, or?
It passed.
Yeah, it's true. It's... Can she still cast a vote, though, so when the minutes come out? Oh, there she is.
Okay, we have an issue. Commissioner Fedorchuk, can you hear us? We're not hearing you. Any idea why we're not hearing her?
Is it possible to link up by telephone?
Yeah. Is she programmed in?
Hello. I should have been able to just use audio.
Yeah, you should. The mic is on, but we can't hear you, so we just dialed you.
I wasn't saying anything.
Oh.
But I wasn't hearing anything either.
Oh, okay.
Well, so you all right participating with this connection?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you like to cast a vote on the consent agenda?
Sure. I would be yes.
Thank you.
So there are no discussion items, so we're in scheduling, and because there's very few options and more of a hurry, I want to take number four first, the advance notice of proposed rulemaking on a FERC document. Jack?
Sure. I know Commissioner Christman and Commissioner Fedorchuk are aware there's currently advance notice of proposed rulemaking regarding a number of topics. I think I discussed it with you as well, Commissioner Crosius. And so right now staff is putting together a number of comments that for the commission to consider to file by the October 13th deadline. I'm hoping to have a work session around October 4th, if there's some availability, 4th or 5th, to get together and get your thoughts on what we should do moving forward.
I'm available.
I'm,
go ahead, Joy.
I'm available the afternoon of the 4th and just about any time on the 5th. It looks like I think I have one themed meeting at 9 o'clock on the 5th, otherwise. So after 11.
I'm not available until 2:30 on the 5th. And if you guys are available, that would be my preference over the 4th, but I can come in the afternoon of the 4th, too.
My preference is later in the afternoon of the 5th, so that's perfect.
So 2:30? All right. Victor, do you think we should have a little bigger break? I don't know what the agenda is for that meeting that is scheduled till 2:30.
I think 2:30 is pretty reasonable. It's, I think, maybe once a year does one go till 2:30.
So you think we'll have a chance to get a breath? Okay, so 2:30, October 5th.
Sounds good.
And Steve had mentioned something to me about MRO, and I didn't know if that is there something for mid-October regarding MRO?
So number two is the MRO stuff. It's basically they're the liability enforcer for NERC in our region, and they have put out some interesting reports. One is on the state of reliability, and the other is kind of a reliability assessment. And so this is not something we have to do. I just thought it might be of interest to all of us, plus our staff, and they're willing to do an overview of those reports and that assessment. And so I was just envisioning like a probably a 1.5 hour time period where they would go over that and both reports and provide us an opportunity for discussion.
And
I think they recommended dates, but I don't think they work for Brian, so I think we have to go back to them and ask for some new dates.
Or
Pamela already has.
You don't think what about the dates they proposed?
My understanding is they don't work for Brian.
Those were the October 13th, 14th, and 15th dates.
So we're going to go back to them and ask for some more dates.
Didn't I?
Just a minute. I think Brian's checking his calendar here on that.
So we have the... What do we have? We've got the Elite Bison Wind Projects on the 13th.
In the morning.
And how long were they looking for? Not that.
The MRO, I think, Commissioner Fedorchak, did you say 1.5 or 2 hours?
An hour and a half, yeah.
Well, maybe I was looking at the wrong... October, right?
Yes.
I think I might have been looking at November. The afternoon of the 13th is fine.
Yep, and okay. They are proposing between 12 and 3 on October 13th that they are available.
So how about October 13th at 1:30?
Perfect.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I apologize, Pamela. I was looking at the wrong month because I'm looking now. It's like, no, that works. Oh.
Okay, so then the periodic information exchange, because that has fewer options than Victor's idea. So the dates that were thrown out, and correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, were November 12, November 23, December 15, and December 17.
The 12th does not work for me.
And the 23rd, it will work for me if we did it in the morning. I think would be preferable for a lot of people, but I don't know if anybody, I'm a little sensitive to it if someone has travel plans for Thanksgiving.
Well, an MDU has said between 1 and 3, so they had time constraints.
I'm guessing, I don't know. I don't know who all would, I can't remember, it's been a while since we had a periodic information exchange. I'm guessing there's a fair chance somebody will want to have vacation on that day.
Talking November 23rd?
Yeah. The day before Thanksgiving, I believe.
No, that's...
The day before.
2 days.
Oh, okay. So maybe it is okay then.
It's okay with, I think it's fine with me.
1 to 3?
Works for me.
Victor?
Going once, going twice, 1 to 3. So 1 o'clock on Tuesday, November 23rd.
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
Okay. And then we get to Highland Crude hearing. That's in Williams County. And Did everybody get this list of dates, or should I read them?
I can read them out. They've changed a little bit from, okay. Just because of notice requirements, I had to knock some off the early end of it. So this is, yeah, like you said, Williams County, we'd be looking at Williston. It's a short line, like 3 miles. First available date would be November 5th.
And that one does not work for me.
Okay. Then the next is the 19th.
That does not work for me.
22nd.
That one works for me.
Works for me.
Yep, I can do that.
November 22nd in Williston. We will get the venue and all that lined up, and next meeting we'll have the notice of hearing.
We'll just plan for the whole day for now until you get the details worked out.
Correct. Is there a preference for start time? It's a short line. All of the easements are in place, so I don't really, we don't need to anticipate
issues. We don't
issues, so.
Need to get there at 8 o'clock or anything, so.
But if we do get, we can avoid taking a lunch break if we start, you know, if we start at 10:30 or something, they just don't get done, and then it gets
right.
So late. So I don't have a strong preference for the starting time.
Okay.
You guys?
I would say 9 or 9:30, Victor.
Okay. We will make it happen.
That's good.
My preference would be 9.
Let's do 9.
Okay.
9 it is.
Leave here what shortly before.
I need to see the travel time because I have an early morning commitment on Mondays, so I want to make sure I don't pinch that too much. So let's just talk about the travel time, Vic, and
We'll have Jerry find out about the venue and the what time we would have to be at the airport. Because I have a morning thing as well. I got to get kids on the bus. But it generally should be fine.
As you square this up, if it needs to be altered, I think we're both okay with that. But.
Okay.
Is there anything else to add to scheduling? I guess we're done already.
What do you mean already?
Okay, seeing nothing else, thank you everyone, we are adjourned.